Praise the Lord. Dear friends, meditating on God's protection in various situations of life, we come to understand how God works. Today, we take an example from the life of Joseph. We read from the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verses 19 to 21. When his master heard the words that his wife spoke to him, saying, "This is the way your servant treated me," he became enraged. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. He remained there in prison. Joseph was imprisoned and remained in prison for no crime of his. He did not commit any crime. He was falsely accused, but he had to spend a long time in prison. This was not the first time that Joseph had to undergo punishment and ill treatment for no crime of his. It was no fault of his own that his brothers were jealous and hated him. He did not hate them, but his father loved him more than any other brother. The father of Joseph, Jacob, had a special affection towards Joseph because he was the son of his favorite wife, Rachel. And this caused the jealousy of the other brothers born of other women. It was not any fault of Joseph, but somehow he happened to be hated by his brothers. That hatred became murderous, and the brothers were looking for an opportunity to kill him. Finally, they decided not to kill, but to sell him into slavery. And he was sold as a slave, and he was auctioned out in Egypt. And there he became the servant of Potiphar, the minister of Pharaoh. Joseph was faithful and dutiful towards his master. But his master's wife fell in love with this young man and induced him to her desire. He resisted. He knew that to succumb to the temptations of the mistress would be a sin, sin against God and sin against his master. But the woman was insulted and she became furious, accused Joseph of all sorts of crimes, and his master believed. So Joseph was falsely accused and the master put him in prison. Why did this happen? Why did his brothers hate him? Joseph could have asked, "Why does God allow to have such a things to happen to me? I have done nothing wrong. I didn't hate anybody. I observed all the laws of God." This would happen in any of our lives. Life may not be going the way we would expect. Very often people are punished for no crimes of their own. Very often people are misunderstood, falsely accused, and falsely condemned. One thing in the book of Genesis dealing about Joseph tells us, in all through these situations, one thing was giving him a break, that God was with Joseph. In chapter 39, that speaks about the imprisonment of Joseph, the Bible tells us three times, God was with Joseph. God was with Joseph when he was hated by his brothers. God was with Joseph when he stood as a slave who was auctioned out in the slave market. God was with Joseph when he was in Potiphar's house. God was with Joseph when he was in prison. It was God who helped him to remain faithful to God and his commandments. It was God who gave him the courage to stand up and resist all the temptations to evil. Again, it was God who raised him. He freed him from the prison and raised him as the prime minister of Pharaoh. God was with Joseph. And it is this God who allowed all these tragedies to happen in the life of Joseph. Later on, Joseph would say, tell his brothers, "Do not be distressed or angry with yourselves. Genesis 45:5. Do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sought me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. All that happened in his life was for good. God had a plan for it. So he didn't blame anybody. He didn't blame his brothers. He didn't blame Potiphar or his wife. God was with Joseph, and God will be with us, and we should believe. In all our hardships, in all the tragedies, God will be with us, and he will lead us to life, to freedom, and to happiness. Amen.